Good evening. I would very much like to be with you this evening for a number of reasons. One, it would allow me the opportunity to have a free meal, and free is free. I like to take advantage of every opportunity to eat for free, and this would have given me that opportunity to eat and save approximately $10 or $11. But even as you are looking at this video, I am in Columbus, Ohio, serving as a proud father because my son will be graduating very shortly with his Master's of Divinity degree from the United Methodist Theological Seminary of Ohio. And I am proud that he is, in fact, graduating tonight. Debate Kansas City is an extremely important venture for most of you, and I would like to congratulate you for having been selected to participate in this extremely important program. It is important for a variety of reasons, and most of those reasons relate to your future. Let me just share with you my background. I was born in what, during the 1800s, was a slave shanty just outside of Dallas, Texas. Most people have difficulty believing that this is the house I was born in and spent the first 6 years of my life growing up in. In the backyard was a chicken coop, and I began preaching to those chickens at the age of 5. That gave me an opportunity to at least practice speaking to an audience that would not throw things at me. They would not boo. They did have eggs at their disposal, but they never threw them at me. And so I had the opportunity to begin to preach and talk to chickens. I didn't fare so well trying to communicate with my 3 sisters. But nonetheless, that was my initial entry into the world of communication. I had an aunt who would meet with my 3 sisters and me every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. And because she was an educated person, having been one of the first African Americans to receive a teaching certificate in the state of Texas, she introduced us to new words every Tuesday. And we would go to Aunt Edna's with the clear knowledge that we would learn something new. And then she would begin the process of challenging us on the things we said. And that was, I didn't realize it at the time, the first debate that I participated in with my Aunt Edna. And we would discuss all kinds of issues, and I would, frankly, be the one in the family who would challenge her back. Little did I know that once I reached high school, those early days of arguments with her and my 3 sisters would lead me to serve as the president of my class in my freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior years in high school. In addition to that, I was selected as the captain of both the football and the track teams. Being able to communicate automatically places one in a position to become a leader. Being able to communicate automatically places one in a situation where his or her own skills can be used to further develop not only opportunities for oneself, but to open doors for others. One of the things that you will have the opportunity to do as you begin to learn how to debate and how to communicate is to learn how to speak correctly. When you debate, you're not only trying to win in terms of the content of your argument, but you're also trying to be eloquent. You're also trying to communicate at a level that is smooth and unruffled. And those opportunities to learn those skills are not available today as much as they were even during the segregated days when I was a small boy. And so when you learn those skills, you have no idea as to how far they will enable you to go with regard to your career. When you look at me, you look at a person who has become the mayor of Missouri's largest city. And when you look at the shanty from which I came, it would lead you to believe that I would not have the opportunity to go very far. And so from that little shanty, I went to this. This was the gathering in one of the local hotels on the night I was elected mayor of Kansas City. And one of the reasons I was elected mayor of Kansas City was that I was able to win 3 debates with my opponent, televised live on all 3 local television stations. That gave me the opportunity to express myself to the overall community. It gave the community the opportunity to see me, to see that I was in fact articulate, that I had a good command of the English language, and that I could think on my feet, that I could actually respond with only seconds in between the question and the time that I would have to give an answer. And so I'm saying to you that you are very, very fortunate to be involved in this program. It is something that will serve you well for the remainder of your days. In fact, there will never come a time over the next 50 years of your life when the skills you learn during your involvement in this program won't be usable and utilitarian in terms of what you shall become, in terms of what you shall be able to achieve. Now, finally, I would just like to say that many times over your lifetime, opportunities will come your way. And if you're like most people, sometimes you will allow those opportunities to escape. But this is not one that you should allow to get away. This is something that I believe I could have used as a boy. And if I have achieved any level of success, I would tell you here that I could have achieved even more had I had the opportunity to participate in a program where the exclusive purpose was to teach me the art of debate, the art of communication. And so I wish you the very, very best as you participate in what I consider to be one of the best programs that's come along in many, many years. And I think that in the years to come, you will think back to this video. And hopefully, out of that group of approximately 300, there are young men and young women who will say, you know, back in 1999, I heard Emmanuel Cleaver talk about the power of words and the power of debate. And it inspired me to want to really capture all that I could with regard to that skill, that art form. And as a result, I have become an epidemiologist. I have become a professor. I've become a great minister. I've become a great lawyer. I've become a TV personality. And if that happens, I will be the most proud person on this planet. And if you want me to be proud, all you have to do is achieve. Thank you for the invitation, and I hope someone will send me a free meal.